I think last year there was an improvement in terms of the general inquiries on investments to Zimbabwe. For example, we entertained the first probably British delegation, which was sponsored by the British government in like 15 years. We also then had Chinese, Russians, South Africans, we had a Turkish delegation as well. Early this year, we had another delegation of private sector sponsored visitors from the United Kingdom. Then we also entertained a French delegation. So generally, that is encouraging. Last year, we also went to South Africa. We went to China. Our CEO was also in the U.S. together with various government delegations to try and lure investments and to bring back people from the diaspora. We also had the Office of the Minister of Finance, which is our parent ministry, together with the President's Office, do quite a number of outward-bound missions on the state visits that were made to countries such as China. It was a positive outlook.
You have talked about the involvement of the President's office in some of these outward engagements. How significant is it that other countries will know that the President is actively involved?
For a start, trips that went to China were efforts by the Ministry of Finance and, as I said, the President's office. And these are largely involved in infrastructure projects and funding. So normally, if you've got an outward-bound mission of that nature, the applications then come after that visit. And we are going to be beneficiaries to possibly up to $3 billion coming from China and another possible $3 billion coming from Russia. The Russians are specific in focusing on platinum in terms of the platinum mines, and that one obviously involves the Ministry of Mines in terms of promotion. As via, these are obviously discussions that take place at a higher level, and then once the discussions are done, then we start seeing the approvals. And so far, we've got one physical approval that has gone through, which is for about $100 million, which is included in our figures of $1.14 billion. This is from the Russians that met with the presidency.
Let's also talk about the projects that are now operational. How many are they?
The way we measure the operation, clearly we do a calendar year in terms of investment approvals. We compare year on year. Then, in the middle of the following year is when we then go in and do a monitoring and aftercare survey. And we can only tell you at this stage how many were operational from last in terms of what we did in 2013. We approved 166 in 2013 and 72 were operational. 13 were not yet operational. They were pending. And then the other balance of 81, they were still working to get them operational. So that's an indication of what we have at hand. But we cannot talk about 2014 because we don't feel it is fair to assess the operationalization of the projects up until about June. So if you come back to us in June, we'll be able to tell you how many are operational.